Tonight's the night when millions of trick-or-treaters will be knocking on doors seeking candy. A growing trend, though, is changing how some children are getting their goodies on Halloween. Stephanie Lecce of member station WUWM in Milwaukee has the story.
The parking lot of Messiah Evangelical Lutheran Church in Beloit, Wisconsin, is filled today with dozens of costumed kids hungry for candy at an early Halloween event. But instead of saying trick-or-treat, the princesses and Iron Men are yelling this.
Trunk-or-treat!
You heard right. That's trunk-or-treat. Rather than going door-to-door, these kids are going from trunk to trunk. Each of the cars here is decorated with a theme, and the adults can get a tad competitive with their decorations.
Oh, look at that! It's Noah's Ark!
Ah!
You win trunk or treat over there. Noah's Ark is awesome.
Pastor Jason Reed says his church likes to focus on the fun rather than freaky parts of Halloween.
I know a lot of Christian denominations think that Halloween's from the devil, all this and that. For what it's worth, if the kids are going to have some fun making fun of the devil, then let them. And if they're going to get some candy out of it, wonderful. And if we're going to have fun laughing with them, spectacular.
It's that discomfort with some of Halloween's themes that first led churches to start trunk-or-treat events in the late 90s, according to Halloween historian Leslie Bannatyne.
A trunk-or-treat became a very gentle and kind and child-friendly way to deal with the fact that the church didn't approve of Halloween. It's very similar to Halloween, and you don't give away any of the great stuff like costumes and candy, but you can control it and keep away the imagery that you don't like.
And Bannatyne says trunk-or-treats are a safer alternative than going door-to-door.
The biggest danger to children on Halloween night is traffic. And so trunk-or-treating takes that away completely. There are no moving cars. All the cars are parked. And the other thing, you get to control whose car is there, so you know who's giving your children candy.
She says that's why the trend is catching on with more than just religious groups. At a Boys and Girls Club in California, in cities in Florida and Iowa, and even police and fire departments in Minnesota, all have participated in trunk-or-treats, as has Ideal School in Milwaukee. Teacher Jennifer Carter says she'd never heard of trunk-or-treating until a PTA parent got the idea from her church 4 years ago. Now the annual event allows Carter's students to celebrate Halloween while being respectful of families that don't.
In fact, it's called trunk-or-treat night. It's not called Halloween night. It's not. Now, obviously, it has many connotations to it, but it is held at night. But it is very much done in a respectful way, though, that families are well aware and that they do not have to participate, obviously, because it's an after-school event.
Milwaukee parent Fiona Nikolaisen says having her children go door-to-door can be tricky in an urban area, so she prefers this event.
In Milwaukee here, a lot of the trick-or-treating is during the day, in the afternoon, in daylight. So trunk-or-treating at night is a nice way for my kids to know what it was like when I used to go out trick-or-treating in the dark.
So while millions of doorbells across the country will still be ringing tonight, more and more kids will instead be hitting up decorated car trunks in their search for treats.
Trick-or-treat.
Say trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat.
For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Lecce.
Trick or treat.